This is not to discuss the name change per se, but just to help explain the mechanism of the voting and to explain for those who are not familiar with it how a group conscience is reached and the kind of processes that may go on during a group conscience decision meeting or meetings, because it might take more than one. In any event, let's start out with a serenity prayer. And if I could ask someone on the call to just open up with the serenity prayer of your choice.
I could do that.
Thank you, William.
Thus, O higher power, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me.
Thank you so much. Could I also ask if we could get the agenda back on screen? Thank you much, Mary Jo. Could I ask someone to read Tradition One and the meditation for Tradition One? Well, I will read it then because I don't
Oh
see
no,
anyone with their
pause.
hand.
I'll read it. Pause.
Oh, okay, great.
This
Thank you so much.
is Marty. Tradition two. Our group for our group conscious. You could make it just a little bit bigger. That would be great. Tradition two. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Meditation. Higher power. I understand that you make your voice heard in a group conscience. I ask you to remind me that the life of my program and therefore my own recovery depends upon my willingness to put the group's welfare above my own will. Where I disagree with the common view of my fellows in service, allow me to state my case honestly and respectfully. Allow me to listen to and consider the views of others. May I state my view and support all group decisions, including the ones I might disagree with. Your will, not mine, be done.
Great. Could I ask now for someone to read concept one? And I
This
can't see who's volunteering, so.
maybe if they could raise their hands so that we could see
this
them.
is Gretchen.
Ah, Gretchen.
Thanks, Gretchen.
You want me to raise my hand as well so you can find me?
No, it's all right now.
Do you want just concept one?
Yes, ma'am, just concept one, unless you want to read the meeting protocol after that.
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Concept one, the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of our whole fellowship. Meeting protocol. This is a business meeting. We ask that everyone keeps their microphones muted unless called on to speak and stay focused on each agenda item. There will be time for questions and comments after each section. Disruptions will be muted to ensure the meeting stays on track and remains respectful to all participants.
Thank you
Thank you.
so much. Would someone like now to read the diversity statement?
I can read that.
Oh, thank you, William.
ACA is an inclusive organization and open to all affected by family dysfunction. We strive to create an atmosphere that reflects the diverse communities we serve and where everyone feels empowered to be their full, authentic selves.
Thank you much. And volunteer for the health and safety statement.
I can read
I
that,
can.
Carl.
Hey, thank you.
Health and safety statement. ACAWSO is committed to the health and safety of all who are choosing to be in service within the fellowship. This is a shared responsibility. Our service experience is affected by our personal recovery and by our commitment to Tradition One, unity. With this cooperative approach, we prioritize the health and safety of our committees and ourselves.
Thank you so much, Dick. And just as a notice to folks, the audio recordings of this meeting will be posted on the WSO website. So please be aware of this if you choose to speak during today's call. And I'll repeat, the purpose again is to answer your questions about the fellowship group voting process and how to conduct an effective group conscience. The meeting support is myself and Sue V and Ken R, although I don't see him on the call right at the moment. And the tech host is Mary Jo. And we have points of safety, Marty, I believe, and we have timekeepers too. So I now would say, and I'll repeat, we mentioned this a bit earlier. Please, if you feel free to do so, add your Zoom, add to the name on your Zoom chat, your group's registration number, if you know it. Otherwise, the name of the group, whether you're a delegate or not, and your first name, last initial, and country, state, or province. Okay, so at this point, we're going to go into a overview of and then playing a PowerPoint regarding the voting process. So, Sue, would you take that PowerPoint away?
Thank you so much, Kent Akaz. And we're going to put up a PowerPoint. Mary Jo will share that. This is in this section. We're also going to share a video that Brad L., our IT manager, did showing what the voting page is going to look like. He can't be here tonight, so he did that for us as well. So let's do the first, the PowerPoint. After we've done both those things, we're going to have a question and answer time. And for our section timer, it's Ken. Ken, when we go into this, it's 10 minutes for the PowerPoints, and then we'll go into questions and answers. So Mary Jo, can you share the PowerPoint for us?
I thought I was, but apparently not. So just
no worries. Progress.
Nope, I'm not worried. We'll get there.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Okay. Are you seeing it?
Yes. Can you just make it a little bigger, or maybe the slideshow or something? It's
yeah,
hard
for me.
And maybe the slideshow.
Yeah. Sorry, just a minute. I'm going to try something different because I had it on my screen.
Yeah.
And I know there's no...
Take your time.
Yeah.
Progress. Not perfection. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay. There we go. Us? No, still.
It's coming. Oh, it's perfect, Mary Jo. Thank you so much. Okay. All righty. So next slide. We all know we're here in the town hall. And we will be posting the PowerPoint as well on the fellowship group voting page. All the information that you're going to get here tonight will be available. Next slide, Mary Jo, is not coming up, just so you know. We're still on the title slide.
All right. Got to do this a different way. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. Technology is here to confound us.
Yeah. And I think I have it up somewhere. I can go as a backup if you need it.
All right. So, okay.
So maybe
are
just
you seeing the purpose now?
Yeah. It's showing up on my screen anyway. And maybe we can just skip the slide presentation and just do it.
No. Yeah. Let's stay here, Cos, for a second. So is that the first one after the title, the purpose? Yeah, I think it is. So
yes, it is.
We've already said we're going to be answering the questions about the voting and for the name change. We're also going to discuss, this is the important piece as well, is we're going to discuss how do you have an effective and healthy group conscience with voting and minority opinions. And you're in for a real treat because we've got a video with Pets International And we have ACA actors, and they're going to be having a group conscience. So you're in for a real treat after we do this PowerPoint. And that will also be posted on our website. And again, we're not here to debate any of the specific names of the approved motions. We're just here to support all of you, supporting all of our groups. And we are in 71 countries, and we have 2,545 registered groups right now that will be eligible for voting. So it's quite exciting. Next slide.
Oops.
And it disappeared. Okay. For those of you that may, I don't know what happened there. That's okay. For those of you that are just coming in, maybe for the first time, what is a fellowship group vote? It's a vote across all registered meetings, intergroups, and regions that was initiated by a conference, the ABC, with an approved motion. It is also guided by Concept 1, which we read, the final responsibility and the ultimate authority for ACA World Services should always reside in the collective conscience of the whole fellowship. So this is us in action. Next slide. So this will be our very first fellowship group voting for this fellowship. Other fellowships have been doing it. This is our very first one. There's a lot on there. And I would like you to pay attention to the yellow portion right now, because we have been developing this process when we were consulting with our ABC committees and all of our conference business meetings, or in the past QDMs, we would call them, and the ABCs. So every step of the way, the delegates, the fellowship have been involved in developing this new process. So each register group will have one vote with a unique link for the voting. And that was in the email that was sent out to the three contacts that are in each registered group. And if you don't know about the letter that went out, ask your meeting groups, but that letter is also posted on the website for fellowship group voting, so you can see what we said. Groups will be given a minimum of 4 months to vote. This is important. We can take our time and be thoughtful. It started October 1st, and it will end on January 31st, 2026. Each vote will include a section for groups to state their reasons for why they voted one way or the other. And there will also be a section in there for groups that may have had a minority opinion in their group. And if they did, they can actually add that as well for us to see. And the results of the vote will be posted within 2 weeks after the voting closing. And we will ensure that everyone is aware of it. And we will bring it forward to the 2026 ABC, the results and next steps for this process. Next slide. So we've said October 1st, 2025 to January 31st, 2026, 4 months. We will be doing monthly reminders, monthly follow-ups with all of our groups. And as we said, every registered group has one vote. Important here, your group may decide to have a vote and they put it in the system this month, and maybe they change their mind in December or January. They can do that. So you can change your group's vote up until the time that we close. So January 31st is the last voting time. Next. Proposed name change, just to remind ourselves, this is the first Adult Children of Alcoholics ACA. The vote is asking, do we want to approve Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families in brackets ACAD? What will be the questions on the vote page? Yes, no, abstain, optional. Please share with us why your group decided to vote whatever way they voted. 3, optional. If your group did not have unanimous agreement, you can enter the reasoning and the minority opinion of your specific group. Next slide. This is the fellowship group vote link, and you can see we have an email, fgv@acawso.org. If there are any technical questions about the voting, the IT manager can be contacted. I want Mary Jo to click on the fellowship group voting link because I want you all to see it if you're not familiar with it. And we're going to help guide you a little bit here.
Are you able to see it?
Not yet.
All right.
We'll be patient.
We can't see the page.
Yeah. Can you see it now?
It's coming.
There it is.
Beautiful. So we'll accept the cookies and make it just a little bigger, Mary Jo, if you could. There, that's good. So fellowship group voting, you can see we're going to put the latest updates in the top left-hand corner. You can see there's the motion, there's the notice that we are putting a copy of the letter we sent to all the groups. We're putting the copy of the letter we sent to all the delegates asking them to help support their groups. The flyer that hopefully most of you saw will be there. And we're also having a section called Holding a Group Conscience, which we can be using in other things and other ways in World Services for support in our groups. But right now we're holding it in the fellowship group voting, and the skit that you're going to be seeing, a role play, will be a video that will go there, a link for it. And all the information around group conscience will go there. Town halls and forum, we've already gone through the process. If you want to scroll down, it's just more information. The next town halls will be December 6th and January 17th, and we'll talk about that at the end of the meeting. So if we scroll, what is fellowship group voting? Why is it important? So we have it there. Scroll down. What are the groups voting on? We have that information about the name change. Who is voting? WSO registered groups. We've put a project timeline on here, and we will update it as we move forward. Questions for fellowship group voting, you can contact fgv@acawso.org. Ken, Kaz, and I will be checking into that, and we will help guide what's necessary. You can see town halls, fellowship group voting, a lot of the information that we have, the agenda, the recording of this town hall will all be there. You can see as well on the right-hand side, the 2025 ABC presentation in motion that happened, and all the other voting results that have been going on since the motion was approved in 2024 to go forward with the name change. If you look down on the bottom of the right-hand side, it says information about the name study. So if you're wanting to know more information, people are saying, is there just one document that we could take a look at? The 2024 ABC presentation from the name study has a summary of everything, and it's pretty thorough, but look at all the information and see if you have any questions. Moving down, we have frequently asked questions. What is
gentle time?
Okay, thank you. I'm going to finish quickly on this. What is the group conscience? What would happen if the motion to change the name passes? That information is there. What would happen if it fails? Remember, whether it passes or fails, we're going to go back to the delegates in the conference and let them know what's going on, because this is our first fellowship group vote, and we're going to involve everyone in every step of the way. And I'm not going to go through the other questions because Ken is giving me gentle time, but just know they're all there, and we will take your questions in a moment. Mary Jo, if you could stop that and go back into the PowerPoint, and we'll just finish it up. Oop, the PowerPoint. I think there were just a couple more things there.
Yes.
Sorry for that.
Nope. Sorry, just a minute.
Yeah, and I'm going to see if I can pull it up somewhere to see, because I think there's only one or two slides at the end.
Okay, did it appear?
Yes. So do the next slide. Yeah, there's just one more. So we have, let us encourage all our groups to participate and vote in this momentous decision. And as we said, a report's going to be posted after. You have the two website links that are here, both for fellowship group voting, and we have the name study information on ours, but there's also more information on the webpage for name study, and you've got that too. So we'll stop the screen share on that. And Mary Jo, if you can get ready for the Brad L video, I think it's just a couple of minutes, and he's going to actually show you what the voting page is going to look like, because you're going to ask one of your meeting group contacts after the vote has happened to record the vote in the system. So we're going to show you what that looks like. And while I'm waiting for Mary Jo, we're also going to translate those voting pages for those languages and countries that would like that to be done. And so far we have German, Portuguese, and French. And so the translation groups are looking at it right now, and we will help support them in that way as well. Are you ready for Brad's video, Mary Jo?
I think so. Just a second. I have to enable the sound as I share it. Just a second.
Yeah. And once we finish that, I'm going to open it up for questions for 10 minutes. So you can be thinking if you have any questions or comments for us at that point. And you can raise your hand and we'll recognize you. If you can make that just a little bigger so we can see.
Oh.
If it's possible.
Hi, I'm Brad, the IT man.
I'm not sure that I can because of how he gave it to me.
All right.
Brad, we don't hear you anymore.
Yeah, it's okay. Mary Jo, it's all right.
WSO, and I want.
Okay.
Mary Jo, start it again, and everybody, it is what it is. Mary Jo, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Brad, the IT manager of WSO, and I want to talk about what happens when you click the voting link. So one of the contacts clicks the voting link, it will open up this page. They will see this same page, except it will not have the preview up here. Eventually, when we have more languages available, which are coming, on this top bar, you will see languages other than English that the survey can be translated to. The first thing you'll see is a little bit about the fellowship group vote and on the functional name change, and showing that it's going to be open till January 31st, 2026. It's going to have a link for the name study resources, fellowship group voting process, as well as how to conduct a group conscience. Also an email where anybody can ask questions. The first question is, have you conducted a group conscience to determine how you would like to vote? If the group contact that comes to this page has not conducted a group conscience and they choose no, it's going to ask them to go back and conduct a group conscience. The next question is an email address. We need an email to send a confirmation to, otherwise we wouldn't be able to send the confirmation. Then comes the quick question about the name change, to change the functional name of the fellowship to a Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD, the top choice by the fellowship from the name study surveys. And it explains that the current name and acronym is Adult Children of Alcoholics at ACA. And if this motion receives substantial unanimity, it's going to go to the 2026 ABC. And you'll notice that there's a yes, no, and abstain option. The next question is optional. It's a text box where your group can include their reasoning as to why they voted the way that they did. The second and the last box is about if your group was not unanimous in their opinion, then there is a minority. And this is a box to share the minority opinion's reasoning on there. So the one other last thing to say is, we recommend at your group conscience that you decide who is going to come and fill out the voting form with your unique voting link, because you could have up to three contacts in with your group. So that you do not write over each other, you have a designated person to do that. Oh, and I also almost forgot to mention that this can be updated at any time. If your group has another group contract, conscience and changes their mind, they are welcome to come back on the voting link. All the information will be the same, and just change the email of the individual completing the form if it's a different person, and submit it. And it can be changed all the way up till January 31st when voting closes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary Jo. And thank you, Brad L. in spirit. And we're going to open up for 10 minutes for any comments or questions. So just raise your hand and Kaz and I will help facilitate this. And there you go, Kaz. Do you want to take it?
Yes. Kelly is got her hand up.
Hi. Thank you. So I have three questions. Hopefully I can just ask them one after another and you guys can answer. First one is, there will be a yes or no, correct? In other words, if there's 2,500 registered meetings and 5% vote, you will take that 5% and it'll be a yes or no, right?
So what we're doing, Kelly, is on the vote, everyone will vote yes, no, abstain. We will summarize all of that. And you're asking about how many, a quorum possibly. There is no quorum established because we don't have a charter. Nothing's written, shared right. understanding and agreement. And we don't even have a shared quorum agreement on ballot proposals either. So we're going to bring all that raw data back to the delegates as we have been doing every step of the way. And what
so
we have
the answer
said
is maybe not.
What we have said and what the delegates have agreed is that if there it'll be yes plus no, and 66 and two-thirds of yes is a successful vote, if you will. It's a yes.
But
will bring that back to the delegates.
Okay, so but if it's 66% of whoever votes, it doesn't have to be a certain percentage of the actual meetings registered, right?
Agreed, okay. Because we don't have a quorum yet, and the delegates right. will have an opportunity to weigh on that their opinion on that.
Dental time.
Thank you. Kelly, can we come back to you if you want to raise your hand.
Yeah.
Gretchen, okay. Thanks. And
sorry,
Gretchen.
Mic was off. Yes, Gretchen.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for your service, Gretchen. I am the delegate from Connecticut Intergroup. I'm a bit vague on who will be notified. I, in the beginning, assumed, which is, of course, in itself the definition, that it would be the delegates. But now I understand that there will be an email sent out. Will that email be sent to the person who's registered as the contact person for the meetings? Basically, that's my question. How many, who, and if will get the notification, and then how would we enter the vote?
Sue, you were right.
Three of.
You want me to handle that? Gretchen, we have sent on October 1st, we sent out a letter to every registered group, and every registered group has three contacts. In addition to that, we sent a letter out to all registered delegates, letting them know we have done this and asking them to help support their groups. And if you want to see a copy of those letters, it's on the Fellowship Group Vote page that you just saw at the top.
Thank you. I did get that. My question also is who then between those four people we would decide per meeting who would cast it. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Tradition four, autonomy. You guys will decide. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex, you're next. And you're muted still. Oops, his hand is down now. If you have another question, Alex, you just raise your hand again, and I see Kelly.
Hi. Sorry about that. Did you just call on me?
Yes.
Okay.
Alex's hand disappeared, and yours came up.
And cause just, you know, Alex also put something in the chat, but Kelly, go ahead with your question
okay.
and then we'll,
right.
and then we'll recognize.
Okay. I'll put these two together because they kind of go together. What actual literature would be changed if this passes? I mean, we say the functional name, what does that entail? And then what is the projected cost to do that?
Cause, do you want me to take that?
Yes, please.
Alrighty. So we will go through all of the books and all of our trifolds. And wherever it's appropriate, we'll make the changes. We can do this, and we've said this, we can do it phased, gradual to manage the costs. There is a section on the website with the costs. We had a question this morning asking if we could clarify the costs. So I'm bringing that back to publishing and the general manager just to re-clarify the costs. And we will post that on the website and send it in our next follow-up email for everyone. So there's a way of managing the costs at the bottom line on that.
But you don't right now, you don't have an estimated cost, even
well,
though obviously
the cost that's projected initially, and I want to go back and re-clarify it, is $24,000 a year up to, I think it's $120,000 over 6 years, something like that. It's all on the website under FAQs, what's the impact? And I am now in the process of just re-clarifying that. As I said, we can manage this in a way that makes it economical.
Thank you.
Okay. And Alex, I had forgotten, we all had been informed Alex needs someone to voice his question on his behalf. So he is the group rep of ACA and Gifted Global. And some people from ACA outside their meeting have asked him what a minority opinion is. And he wants to know what is a good explanation that can be given to them. And I can go ahead and take a stab at that, if you don't mind, Sue. My stab at it is, Alex, that it is in this case, a summary of all of the votes that didn't get a winning solution in your group. So if you had, let's say you want to do a simple majority, you want to go with 51% of the vote wins, but you have 49% of the vote that didn't win, and they want to have their voice heard, they would decide what their minority opinion would state, summary of all of their various positions, because there may be more than one position, but they would come up with whatever they would want to be placed on the voting form on their behalf, so that as we are reading the results, that we have an idea of why people voted whatever way they did vote, and again, why they voted in the minority if they would like that to be known. So I hope that helps. And Sue, if you want to expand on that, please feel free.
Yeah, just simply, you did great. And it's going to be in the video as well. It just means that if you have a vote, let's say there's 10 people and 7 people voted no or yes, and so the others didn't, you will have an opportunity to say, do 2 folks want to give a minority opinion about why people should be changing their vote? And then the majority will be asked, do you want to revote? And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. You're going to see it in live. It'll make a lot of sense when you watch the video that's coming up in the next couple of minutes. So thank you for your question. And thank you, Kaz, for the answer. It was great. Next
sure
up.
Thing. And Kristen is next. You're still muted. There you go.
Yep, here I am. Hey, John. Our group has a group email address, and more than one person has access. And so, right, it's just on us, right, to just say, like, this person's doing it. And okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that we don't have any backstops in place. Okay. Thank you.
That's a great question. And the beauty of it is group autonomy. So you guys get to decide how you want to handle it. And all we need is someone to go into the system and just put the vote in.
Right. But right. Obviously, someone could be like, I don't like that vote, and then just go in and change it.
Yeah, it could happen. You want to make sure you that's why we're asking for an email of the person who's actually doing it.
Okay. We will be able to let you know. We will let you know, in fact, if anything is changed, but we can't tell you anything other than that it did change, number one, and two, the address of the person who claims that they were the one who'd made the change.
Yeah. Perfect. So if there are any concerns, you've got the 2 emails, the IT manager and FGV. We'll help everybody with this. It'll be fine. Thank you.
I don't see it being a problem, but it's good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mooney, please.
Gentle time.
Okay. So okay. We've still got some questions. These are important. So if we could be mindful, if everybody can just keep it to a minute and our answers, cause, let's try and keep them short as well. Everyone, go ahead. Yep.
I just have a quick question. I'm new to ACA, signed up to daily meditations,
I must have signed up for other things, which I love getting, but I'm the only, or I'm getting the information regarding the vote, and our group representative isn't. So what should she do in order to make sure she gets all this information?
So she, there are three registered contacts per group. And so if you, Mary Jo, you are on IT. Yes. I think we don't want to take time now, but what about an email? Meetings at ACA, do you think?
Meetings at acawso.org.
I'm sorry, meetings
at acawso.org. I'll put it in chat.
All righty. It'll go into chat. Contact that group and they will help you.
Yes. All right, thanks. And updating your meeting information is very important to make sure you get the correct communication. And Toshi.
Hi, Toshi, HOA. Thank you for your service. I'm from Japan and our group has not registered yet. And we are thinking about registering to get a vote. But my question is, we use ACOA in our group's name, and if we if the fellowship got a new name, are we gonna be encouraged to change our name to ACAD blah blah blah, not to use ACOA?
Do you want to take that, cause, or do you want me?
I will take that. I don't mind. Please. We would probably encourage you to do that, but it is totally a group decision. So every group is free to name themselves as they so desire. The only real issue is whether people know that this is essentially an ACA group. Issues of language too. What is most known? So that is why you're going to be free to make the change that works for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kaz, and arigato. Next.
Yes, Del Claire.
Hi. My understanding is that we're actually changing the legal name. We already use this name, and we are changing the legal name. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
No, it is not correct.
You go ahead.
Yes, sorry. We're not, we're changing the functional name, Claire. We're not changing, in this motion, we're not changing the legal name. Where the confusion might be is you do see adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families on the website. You see it in large parts of the literature, but we have never taken a formal motion to approve this as a fellowship. It will be, the motion says functional name, not the legal name. I hope that helps. And the legal name comes in. Yeah, legal name is about business contracts and copyright information.
Can you just tell me what is the legal name of ACA?
Thank adult, you. Yeah, adult children of alcoholics.
Is the legal name, and we're not changing that.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cause?
Yes, Jonathan, Florida.
Yes, thank you once again for everybody who's doing service. It's not easy sometimes. It's a late evening as well. So thank you if you're awake at 10 p.m. on the East Coast. I'd rather not be in some days. And I wanted to ask if the vote will be public, for one thing. Like, can anybody look and see, okay, XYZ voted yes and had this minority opinion on this day and changed it that day?
What we're going to do is provide a summary of all votes, and not by necessarily by group, but we can take that into consideration, but we're going to make it as transparent as we possibly can.
And secondly, what's the sentiment for anyone who wants to answer? I mean, this didn't come out of nowhere. I decided to be here at this meeting when I might have not otherwise. Obviously, I want the motion to pass. What do you guys get for the vibe? Do you think it'll pass, or?
We're trying to keep keep a neutral view.
Totally understand. Well done. Sorry, I brought it up.
No. Yeah, so we're not going there.
Yeah.
No, quite all right.
We keep neutral on all of it. Graham is next.
Yes, Graham.
Hey there, Graham, recovering adult child slash loving parent in training from Sydney, Australia. Yeah, very grateful for the service of everyone working on this. I do have a query about the voting form. My understanding, if I've heard correctly, is that every group, like every meeting, gets one vote, and each meeting has to run a group conscience to determine what that vote will be. But what I didn't see on the voting form was a field to enter the meeting number. My understanding is that every meeting has a meeting number, like a couple of letters, two or three letters, followed by four digits in the meeting list on adultchildren.org. And I was wondering whether that, including a field like that, would be a good way to avoid any kind of duplicate voting and make sure every meeting had one opportunity to vote.
So you want to take that, Sue, or you want to let
me? I'll take it.
Mary Jo can take it from an IT because it's embedded in the unique link. Go ahead, Mary Jo.
Yeah, there's each group gets each meeting registered meeting group gets a unique number behind the scenes that's tied to your actual meeting number. So we're not using that regular meeting number that you use on a regular basis. It's all tied to your number in the background.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And we'll take just these last two hands, then we're going to stop, and then we're going to go to the video on Pets International.
Very good. Norm? Go ahead, Norm.
Okay.
Oops. While he's getting there, how about Jonathan again?
Hello.
I see. Oops. Oh, you're there? You're there, Norm?
I'm here. Sorry about that. Sue, this is for you. Just to clarify something, the name is not a legal change name. That means California will not see the change in the name in SOS, Secretary of State, and so on and so forth. That's a first question. The second question is, when you say functional change, does this mean this is just a fellowship use change? This has nothing to do with changing any documentation, anything like that, like books, literature, and things like that? Is that how I'm reading this? Is that correct?
So first question, the legal name won't change. So in accounting, in the IRS documents, business contracts where legal names are needed, that won't change because that wasn't in the motion. The functional name means that it will change anywhere where we would have the adult children of alcoholics in our literature, on our website, in our OPPM policy and procedures. We will be changing that. The only exception I can think of is in the books is copyright has to be the legal name. So that's just on the copyright page. And the second thing would be history. If there's a historical reference to where we were from. So we'll work on that. We're going to bring forward an implementation plan. Whether this passes, we'll bring an implementation plan to the 2026 ABC. And if it doesn't pass, we're going to bring in, here are the results. And what do you want to do about it next? Because the motion has failed.
Understood completely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to interrupt for just a second. Alex had a question, and his question was in the text. He has to ask a question via text and not vocally. So could someone please read his question?
We have another question. We have two other people in line. And you know what I'm going to do here?
You already did that.
We did Alex's question. A question from Valley. But we may not have time to get to it. So I'll leave that up to the timekeepers.
Yeah. The other thing I'm going to say here is that we are going to stay on after. I mentioned that in the beginning when some of you may have not been here. After the meeting is done, we're going to stay for another 30 minutes for any other questions and comments or social connection. So you will get your questions answered. So don't worry. But if it's absolutely imperative that you need it answered right this minute, then let us know. We will take care of that. And Jonathan, yes. I'm hearing it's not imperative.
No, yes, it is. It is very imperative. So I'm the secretary of a group, and I'm not an official delegate to this meeting today. But we are having a challenge where I need to be on the new secretary. I need to be receiving the emails, and fortunately we have a very gracious secretary who's presently continuing to forward them to me. But can you advise? Thank you.
Yeah, so send an email to, and it should be in the chat, Mary Jo will do it again, meetings@acawso.org. We need to clean up your contact list so that you're getting the emails. Okay. All right. And I think right now we'll still stay on and answer your questions, not to worry about this. Some of them might be answered by the video that we're going to be showing. Now we're going to do, I'll see you in a Ken in a second. We're going to be doing Pets International. They're developing a group conscience and a vote on a policy that they have. This will be very, this is, this was very much enjoyed in the morning. I hope you will enjoy it now. So if you want to catch yourself a cup of tea, a glass of water, popcorn, this is a good time. It's roughly about 27 minutes. And Ken, did you have something important right now before we share the video? Mary Jo's getting it ready.
I just wanted to comment. I took a look at Valley's question, and he said a clarification in writing letter is acceptable. So I would just fold that into the AFG email response, and we'll respond to him.
Okay. So if you've got his email, then you can respond to him on the fellowship group voting email.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's wonderful. And just a reminder, and can you put that in the chat, Ken, the email? Because if folks want to contact us, they can do that as well. We're out of time. Mary Jo, are you ready for our presentation? This will, I've introduced it, but there's an
Yes.
introduction right in the video.
Well,
So
I'm going to say a few words before I start it.
okay.
First of all, as you watch it, the animation is limited. When it was recorded, we could see hands being raised, but in the video, those hands don't show up. However, if somebody has raised their hand to speak, they will go to the front of the line in most cases. So you'll be able to tell that. And then our facilitator slash narrator is in the lower right-hand corner of the screen. It's a dog with glasses and a book. So that's actually who's talking, even though there's a lot of mouths moving throughout the video. But you'll see what I'm talking about as soon as I start this. And
Okay, well, this is our first professional acting job, so
yeah.
enjoy and give us feedback after.
All right, are you seeing a blank screen?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Following role play demonstration is how a group works through decision making to form a group conscience on several issues, and that they do this while keeping in mind how important it is to stick to the traditions. Here are the issues that will be demonstrated. Substantial unanimity versus simple majority, determining a time limit for shares, an attempt to make an amendment to the motion, discussion and voting, minority opinion, possible revoting based on the minority opinion, and reporting the outcome of the group conscience. Definitions of some of this terminology will be available in another document. Each group is different. Some are large and some are small. We know some groups are formal and some are informal. Any way your group takes a vote is good if it works for the group. We hope this will be helpful for all groups, but especially for those who do not usually do group conscience votes, and for groups where they may expect there to be disagreement. You may find tools here to learn how to do a group conscience in unity. This skit is intended to be a little bit humorous while it shows groups how to have an effective business meeting and take a group conscience vote while cooperating to maintain curiosity over criticism. This skit is not about the name change or any other particular vote, and it is not trying to influence the decision of anyone. It is about an imaginary situation with a fellowship that has a pet policy. For our pretend fellowship, we have a pet policy, and there is a motion to change it.
Thank you all for staying for this important group conscious business meeting. We will open with a serenity prayer. You may unmute. Prayer.
Higher power.
Power.
The serenity.
Accept the things I cannot
change.
Courage to change the things I can.
Wisdom to know the difference.
Who would like to read tradition two? Bruno.
For our pack, flock, or herd's purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving high power as expressed in our group conscious. Our leaders are but trusted pet parents. They do not govern.
Thank you, Bruno. Can someone else please read the tradition two meditation? Adam.
Higher power. I understand that you make your voice heard in group conscious. I ask you to remind me that the life of my fellowship and therefore my own recovery depends on my willingness to put the welfare of the group above my own. Where I disagree with the common view of others, in service, help me to state my thoughts honestly and respectfully. Help me to listen to and consider the group decisions, including the ones that I might disagree with. Your will, not mine, be done.
Thank you, Adam. We will start with a discussion about the purpose of this meeting and how we will form our group conscience. The delegates at the big annual pet conference approved a motion to change our pet policy to add a new playground. All registered groups now have the opportunity to decide whether or not to approve that change. This is our chance to be a part of the decision process. Just so we all know, if we are not able to complete everything today, we can schedule one or more follow-up meetings. Quinn?
I have a question. Will we decide our group conscience vote by simple majority, or will we use what I read about in our self-care book, substantial unanimity?
Good question, Quinn. For those not familiar with substantial unanimity, it means two-thirds or 66.7% of us would have to vote the same way for it to be our decision. Our group usually makes decisions based on a simple majority vote, which is anything more than half of us voting the same way. So this is our first decision, and remember, whatever we choose, every vote matters. So which guideline should we use this time? Simple majority or substantial unanimity? Quinn?
I make a motion to use two-thirds substantial unanimity, meaning the 66.7% for making this decision, because that would help make sure we really support our group vote.
Thank you. Do we have a second motion? Bruno?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Bruno. Is there any discussion? Adam?
I do not like this motion. I like the way we have always done it. I say keep it simple.
Thank you. Quinn?
Like I said when I made the motion, two-thirds, which is 66.7%, would mean that most of us really agree.
Thanks, Quinn. Benjamin?
I agree with Adam. I say keep it simple, as in simple majority. So I say no to this motion. Do it the way we have always done it. I know my raccoon appreciates consistency.
Thank you, Benjamin. I don't see anyone else who wishes to speak. That means it is time to take a vote. The choice is between changing to substantial unanimity or using simple majority the way we usually do it. And the results of our vote on this will be decided by our usual guideline, simple majority. Sophia, will you please count the vote for us?
Please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw.
How many of us would like to make our final decision on the pet policy using substantial unanimity? To state it another way, 66.7% of us would have to agree on the same thing. Okay, so I see two votes, Quinn and Bruno. How many of us would like to keep the way we have always done it, decided by simple majority? I see five votes, including my own. How many of us are abstaining? Okay. I see two, Molly and Winnie. Thank you. Sarah, the vote shows most of us would like to keep it the way we have it, simple majority.
Thank you, Sophia. Now there is an opportunity for a minority opinion. Our group process is to have up to two of us who voted in the minority give a minority opinion. Quinn or Bruno, you voted in the minority, which was to change the way we decide our final vote. Would you like to tell us anything else that might make us consider changing our vote? I see you both shaking your head. No. Okay. All right. That means we use the original voting results. We will go with simple majority in making our decision today. Thank you, everybody. The next thing to decide is how long each of us can talk during our discussion of the pet policy motion. What I suggest is that we limit speaking time to 2 minutes per member to make sure we all have a chance to speak before anyone talks a second time. Is anyone opposed to that? Go ahead, Leah.
Well, I've been training my pets not to bark for more than 2 minutes, but sometimes we just need to.
Thank you, Leah. You could try training them with a squirt bottle. Quinn?
Point of order. That is off topic, Sarah.
You are right, Quinn. Thank you. Going back to our topic, the reason I suggested this speaking limit guideline, which we have used before, is to make sure we have enough time for all of us to speak. Does anyone have a concern about this? I don't see any hands, so we will take a vote. Molly, will you please count the votes for us?
Yeah, sure, I can do that. All in favor of only having up to 2 minutes per member to make sure we all have a chance to speak before anyone can speak a second time, please vote now. I see seven. Is there anyone opposed to this guideline? I don't see anyone opposed. Is there anyone who would like to abstain? I see two, Winnie and me. Okay, Sarah, the vote was in favor of everyone getting a chance to speak up to 2 minutes before speaking again.
Thank you, Molly. So we will limit sharing time to 2 minutes. Additional comments can be made after everyone has had a chance to speak once. And just a reminder, to keep this meeting safe for all of us, please remember to listen and speak from a space of neutrality, open-mindedness, inclusion, and service coming from love. This will help our group's higher power to guide our discussion. So now we need someone to time shares. Winnie, thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome, Sarah. This will be really fun.
Hi, Sophia. You have something to add?
Yes, I just want to say that in my other meeting, when time is over, the timer just says gentle time.
Thank you, Sophia. I think that's a good idea. Does that work for you, Winnie?
Yes, and I will be careful to not eat too much honey when it gets close to the end of the time.
Thank you for doing this, Winnie. Now it's time to start discussion about the pet policy change. We are deciding whether or not we want to vote in favor of the new policy, which is to add a new playground. When you're ready to speak, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. Benjamin.
I am a longtime member, and I do not like change. If we change our pet policy, I am afraid former members who want to come back will be shocked and very upset about the amount of toys and cleanup.
Thank you, Benjamin. Adam?
I am confused. I thought everyone shared their toys and cleaned up after themselves, right? I do not see what the big deal is.
Thank you, Adam. Bruno?
I just want to remind everybody that my hamster is very loving and playful and deserves a play wheel.
Thank you. Sophia?
I have parrots. Once I read the playground list and the other playground list, it was really clear that I had found a new home. I finally had a family.
Thank you, Sophia. Leah?
Cats and dogs have toys. Play is a quality that we try to live by in our recovery. Dogs are loyal and give us unconditional play, while cats often play independently and are really good at self-care.
Thank you, everyone. Just a reminder to raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw before speaking. Does anyone who did not speak want to share before we start second shares? Melanie?
Thanks, Sarah. But I'm not going to vote because I vote in my Tuesday group.
Thank you, Melanie. I'm really glad you said that. We do not have a guideline like that in this group. Anyone who attends our meeting can vote here, so please feel free to participate and vote.
Oh, wow, thank you. I was starting to question why I decided to stay for this meeting.
I think we're all glad we figured that out so we could hear your voice too, Melly. Quinn, go ahead.
I think we should consider that a change would require extra time. My dogs, Gizmo and Mr. Wiggles, need their playtime too. Turtles are usually seen to be so slow to get anything done. And some think that hamsters like Bruno's never stop playing and need more structure. Even though some think snakes do not know how to have fun, do any of us really know if that is true?
Thank you. I think everyone has had a chance to speak once. So does anyone want to speak again? Sophia?
Yeah, I think change can be good. And yes, it can take time and money too. And just so we remember, our donations are used to serve the fellowship and carry the message. Tradition 7 tells us money is a spiritual matter of giving and receiving. I would just like to help make sure my dog has fun on the playground with all of the other pets.
Thank you. Leah, next.
When you mentioned it would take extra time, for me, giving service is how I move my recovery to the next level. It does not require me to be perfect. It allows me to learn and be more open-minded and inclusive. I try to remember to give my playground service from a place of love.
Thanks, Leah. Adam, go ahead.
There you go again, Leah. Always promoting service. I'm not saying service is a bad thing, but I have a dog and a cat, and together, they really demand too much service for me. The rest of you do not seem to understand that.
Okay, thanks, Adam. But just as a reminder for everyone, the 12th tradition tells us about principles before personalities. Benjamin, did you want to speak again?
Yes. I do not like either choice. I want to propose a different policy.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thanks, Benjamin, but we do not have the option to propose a different policy. The information we were sent says this is only about choosing to keep the current policy or to change to the new policy, which is to add a new playground.
Okay, then I'm just going to say it one more time. If we change our policy, members who have been here before will be confused about the playground management and may not want to come back. Besides, what we have is the pet policy that our co-founders, Cuddly D and Fluffy C, gave us when they started this program.
Thank you, Benjamin. Leah.
If no one else has anything they want to say, I would like to summarize what we do after we make our decision.
Thanks, Leah. That would be great. But first, does anyone else want to speak a second time? Okay, I see no one. Go ahead, Leah.
From what I learned, after we make our group decision, we will enter our vote, which will be yes, no, or abstain. There will be space to add general comments that explain why we voted the way we did. Also, we can add information about any minority opinion if we want to. This whole process guarantees that all pet groups who fill out the voting form are fully heard.
Thank you, Leah. Sophia?
Yes, thank you for all that information you just gave us, Leah. I love that our group gets to be heard. And we do not have to agree. Just listen respectfully with an open mind. There is no need to have a heated debate. In the end, our vote will be our voice.
Thank you both. Does anyone else wish to speak a second time? I guess not. Thank you. It looks like we heard from everyone at least once. I know this is a sensitive topic for many of us, and thank you for listening carefully to both sides. Now it's time to take a vote. Bruno, will you please do the voting part for us?
I would love to. All in favor of adopting the new policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. I see Molly, Sophia, and Leah. Thank you. Please lower them. Now, all who want to keep the current policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. I see Quinn, Benjamin, Sarah, and me. Thank you. Please lower them. Is anyone abstaining from voting? I see Adam and Winnie. That's the story, Sarah.
Winnie, you can lower your claw now.
Oops. Oh, so sorry, Sarah. It's just so difficult to manage the keyboard with honey on my paws. By the way, I'm glad to see that you voted too, Sarah.
Yes, Winnie, I did vote. Thank you for that reminder that in our group business meetings, whoever is chairing also gets the chance to vote. Now, before we finalize our vote, we invite anyone who voted in the minority to speak. Of the three who voted in favor of changing the policy, would any of you like to give minority opinion, especially something that you think we may not have already thought about? Molly?
Yes, I vote in the minority. In this case, I would ask all of us to consider something that was not previously mentioned. All pets have playtime quality I can learn from. Even if I personally have not played with a turtle or snake or pot-bellied pig. I like to remember that a turtle may inspire the patience I need for recovery. A snake may teach me how to quietly slide away from those around me who feel crazy. And a pot-bellied pig playing dirt is not a bad thing. There is so much more I can gain in my personal recovery by opening my consciousness
I ask that those who vote against changing the policy to please think about changing their vote.
Thank you, Molly. Since we allow two minority opinions, would one of the other two who voted in the minority like to speak?
Ruff, I would like to speak.
I'm sorry, Quinn. Only those who voted in the minority get a chance to speak at this time. Seeing no other minority opinions wishing to speak, we practice open-mindedness and give everyone a chance to either change their vote or not. And by the way, after a revote, a minority opinion is not heard again. Adam?
I abstained the first time. Can I vote this time?
Good question, Adam. Yes, you can decide not to abstain again. And to make it clear for all of us, if someone abstains, their vote does not count in the total. That means it is not a yes or a no vote. After a minority opinion is given, we ask if anyone wishes to change their original vote. If anyone does, including those who had abstained, then we do a revote. At that time, everyone may then vote however they wish. The normal practice from this point is to ask if anyone would like to change their vote after hearing a minority opinion from Molly. Even one of us does, then we revote. But because Adam is going to make a change to either yes or no, then we just go ahead and do a revote. And any of us can make a change if we want to. Benjamin, will you please count the revote?
I am very glad to help. So, for the revote, all who are in favor of changing our policy, please raise your hand, paw, feather, or claw. Thank you. We recorded the votes. Next, all who are not in favor of changing our current policy, please vote now. Thank you. We recorded those votes. And finally, are there any abstentions? Thank you. We recorded that. All the votes have now been recorded.
Thank you, everyone. We have made our decision. The vote is now complete. This vote will be submitted online. A reminder that the inclusion of the reasoning of our vote and the possible inclusion of a minority opinion is up to our group conscience for our secretary to include in the vote. Molly, you have something to add?
Yes, please. Tradition 9 meditation tells us to celebrate the things we do well. I'm so glad we were able to disagree without getting into any arguments. I've been at business meeting in other groups where members got angry and left the meeting and never came back. And someone who was new was so upset that they were really traumatized and left crying. It was because some members made things personal. It was really uncomfortable for everyone. And I was worried about this meeting, and I'm very grateful right now. This went so well with no hissing, screeching, growling, or snarling. That is the unity of traditions, one and the gift of practicing personal recovery.
Well said, Millie, and thank you to everyone. Let us actually close then with the Tradition 9 meditation you just referenced, Millie. Winnie, would you like to read that for us, please?
Thanks, Sarah. I just have to finish licking the honey off my paw. There we are. I'm done. Okay, Tradition 9 meditation. Higher power, may I remember that our pet fellowship and its service structure are different from my family of origin. May I be patient and avoid reaching for the honey. The easy way out when I am confronted with a difficult situation. Help me and my group ask for help to keep our meetings safe and recovery oriented, and help us celebrate the things we do right.
Again, thank you, everyone. I just want to say that this was a very positive experience for me. Even though we did not all agree, we can still be together and respect each other. I appreciate all of you.
Wonderful. So let's all raise our hands and applaud our actors, our new ACA Ooh. Actors, and our new Pet International Pets. Well done. Well done. We're going to have an Academy Awards maybe for ACA actors soon. coming to a local area near you. So we're going to go into 10 minutes right now on this section. We're going to try and get us out for those that need to leave at 10:30 Eastern or 10:32 Eastern. 10 minutes right now for questions. What I'm going to say, though, is we need to then do closing. And if there's still questions, don't worry about it. We're not going anywhere. We will stay here. But we want to finish with an ACA Serenity Prayer and respect everybody's time if people have to go. So raise your hands. Who would like to make a comment, have a question? Was this worthwhile? We're looking for feedback. This is our first production or our second production. We did one this morning.
Yes, Gretchen.
Yeah, I think it was great. I really appreciated the structure reminder. And without crosstalk, it was like being in a regular meeting. I mean, I've heard those same remarks, and it was great. I really appreciated it. Thank you so much.
Carla, please.
Carla, adult child, I agree. It was delightful, adorable. I have gone to a lot of business meetings, and it was accurate, made me laugh out loud, very worthwhile. Thank you so much. The writing was great. The acting was great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I think Mary Jo had a lot to do with the writing.
Yeah, Stephanie. Mary Jo was our lead author.
thank you, but we were a team. We really were. Thank you.
And Stefan, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, as the person who played Adam, that when the claw and feather was asked to be raised, a hoof was not asked to be raised. So Adam chose not to take it personally because it was principles before personalities. And I just wanted to bring that to the business meeting.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. I don't see any more hands. Again, those are comments. And if there are any questions that result from this. Oh, yes, we have a comment. Yes, we know Sophia was barely audible. And so we're going to try and clean that up, but we just couldn't do it. There was too much to do and not enough time to do it. Okay, and Kristen.
Hey, thanks. All right, so the whole thing is great. I really appreciate it. And even just kind of being able to be part of a service group like this. But the one thing the skit did not have that I'm finding challenging with our group is, just people just needing to keep talking, saying the same thing. And we're just really struggling to find a way with the whole thing. Like, you know, we want to give everyone a chance to be heard. And there is a point where we're all saying the same thing. And I mean, I'm newer to ACA. I've got, long-term recovery in another program, and service is run differently. And so I'm like trying to get adjusted. So any, like, that wasn't in there. So any support or any direction on where to get support on that?
Thank you. Cos, do you want to take that? And I can always add if need.
Yeah, please. If either you or Mary Jo, if you want to add, I'll try and keep it real quick. Yes, it is very common in business meetings to, especially regarding group conscience business meetings, to ask people not to repeat what has already been said. That is very common. And it's also very common, despite being asked, that people will do that. But that is something that we probably ought to throw into the script. And we may well be able to do a different video with that in there. So the other thing that I wanted to mention is if you find that you don't have enough time, just schedule more business meetings before you actually have the vote. And make sure that everyone has a chance to say what they need to say. Pass.
Thanks, Kaz. And I would add, I'll speak in the I need to be heard, right? I need my voice to be heard. And I find that's very common. And so having time shares and then gentle time, but don't rush it. You got 4 months. And it's more, I would say, how you do this will be more important than what you do. How you do this will affect your relationship and the health of your business meetings and the health of your recovery group. So I hope that helps. Mary Jo, would you add anything to that before we move on?
No, I appreciate that. Then maybe when we redo this, we'll change it to 1 minute or less, and so we'll have the opportunity for somebody to keep talking more. But thank you for that. I did have a question about the video. Was anybody bothered by the fact that we didn't publicize the conclusion? That was intentional. Did that work okay for everybody?
Seeing some thumbs up. Yeah, we wanted a surprise ending.
Good. Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Stefan.
Yeah, I wanted to add to Kristen. What I've done, and like in this meeting here, there are section times. So we're going to talk about this, the whatever it is. We're going to talk about it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. And then if somebody starts repeating themselves and going on, the clock gets to be the bad guy. And you say, "I'm sorry, we don't have any more time for that," and we move on to the next section. So you don't have to. The secretary doesn't have to be the bad guy. The chairman, whoever's leading the meeting, doesn't have to be. The clock can be the bad guy.
And if I might, one real quick before Dennis, one thing that you'll note from business meetings in WSO is that often the chair, the person acknowledging a hands up, will skip someone because they have already spoken before, but that's a slightly different issue. Just to make sure that everybody at least gets a chance to speak one time. And Dennis, please.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just the contact person on the WSO website for our 4 meetings. So what's the difference between a contact person to whom you've been sending the information, which is me, versus a delegate? What is a delegate?
You want to take that,
Yeah,
Sue?
I'll take that. So each registered meeting has 3 contacts attached to it. One of your delegates could be one of those contacts, but oftentimes they're not. So a delegate would be someone you have decided as a group is going to represent you at the conference business meetings, at the annual business meetings. And so that's a different function than a contact for the meeting group. But they could be one and the same. You could make that decision as a group. Does that help?
Well, yeah, but when I registered our groups, we have a primary contact name and a secondary contact name. Where do you get the idea that there's three per meeting?
Well, I'm going to turn that one over to Mary Jo because she's in the IT team, and I'm told that there are 3, but maybe in your case there's 2. Mary Jo?
There's an opportunity for 3.
Okay.
I'd say at least half of the time there's a repetition between them, but you have the public contact and then 2 private contacts, and there can be an overlap. A public contact can also be a private contact. So in those cases, then if a meeting has that overlap, then they only got 2 letters
Oh,
instead of
okay. And
3.
those are on the meeting registration page.
The meeting registration page only gives you, or the meeting Are you talking about meeting list page, meeting listings, or?
No, the place where we go to register a new meeting
or to change new
the,
meeting, yeah.
or to change the contact person's name and number.
Right. Yeah. On the registration page form, there's spaces for three names. And again,
three,
there could be,
okay.
Yeah. And then on the update form, you can do that. I was going to put in chat, but I'll say it. Please remind your groups, if they haven't updated their meeting, your meeting in at least a year, please go and do that. Go to the meeting listing, find the listing, and click whoever's your one of your contacts. Any one of them can click update this meeting and do that for us, for yourself okay. and for us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Alex. And I have my eye on the chat window. Okay. Your Alex's question is, should this be included into a usual monthly half-hour business meeting with other agenda items, or should it be incorporated into a separate meeting with voting and discussion on this as the focus? How would you advise? I'd say that's a darn good question, personally. And I personally have no advice on it. It depends. In some groups, it may be that you're well aware already of great interest or maybe even controversy around a potential name change. It may be in other groups that no one has thought about it, and so you're discovering it for the first time. Either way, it's a choice the group needs to make. And the nice thing about the 4 months is that you have time to talk about it more than once if you need to. So you may find that you start out talking about it as part of a regular meeting and oops, it's taking too long. We need to spread this over into another meeting. Sue, Mary Jo?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Kaz. It's really up to the group. In some groups, I can tell you from years of doing the ballot voting, some groups want to do it at the end of their meeting because they don't want to schedule anything different, so they extend it. Some groups want a special meeting. It's really up to the group to make a decision as to how best to do this. We're almost out of time. I see two hands. If we can hang on, we'll take two hands, but let's be mindful of our question amount of time and our answer. And if anybody else has any other questions, we'll stay on after, but we still need to do the closing and we'll be running over by a couple of minutes.
Very good. Norm.
Thanks, guys. This is for Sue. Sue, regarding the fellowship threshold percentage of votes to pass it, is this a fundamental change for the fellowship or not?
So,
I think fundamental changes are in the OPPM says 66.7, correct? So
so there's two things, right? So the process of yes plus no and 66 and two-thirds is the approval rating necessary. That's in the OPPM. We've been using it with ballots. The question is coming up separately as to what about a quorum for a valid vote? And because we don't have a charter, we don't have an agreement even with ballots or with the fellowship group voting as to how many groups should be voting. So we're gonna collect all the raw data. We're gonna bring it back to the delegates in the conference, and we're gonna have a discussion, and we're gonna make our policies together, and just as we've been doing in the very beginning in fellowship group voting. I hope that clarifies it for you, Norm.
Is this a fundamental change, though, Sue, for the fellowship or not?
When you say this actually won a name change?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say to you that it is a fundamental change because we would not be doing a fellowship group vote if it wasn't.
And yes, that's what I thought. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, I would add that the conference made the decision to send this to fellowship group voting. So the conference has decided that, yes, this is a fundamental change, fundamental enough to go to fellowship group voting. Again, we hadn't had one before. They thought that we needed one for this particular issue. And let's go to William.
And you're muted, William.
Okay, no, I'm not. I'm going to share a document that I created for my group. It's got some fundamental information about the conference and the fellowship group vote and everything. And feel free to contact me if you'd like to edit it to your means. I can make a copy of it and send it to you.
Yeah,
thank you.
William, maybe you could just post it in the Zoom chat if you'd like to share.
I do have it. I've got it in chat.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for doing that. Excellent.
Add your contact information too, please, if you want them to contact you.
All righty. And Mary Jo's reminding everybody about saving your chat, saving your transcript, if you have been doing that right now. Okay, this is the end.
Does everybody know how to save your chat?
Does everybody know how to save your chat?
You just put the instructions in chat. In the upper right-hand corner of your chat window, there should be three dots, or at least for most of us. Click on the three dots, and then there'll be an option to save chat. But you have to save it. Keep saving it periodically is what I do so I don't forget.
Okay.
Because it doesn't, saving chat only saves it up to that point.
Alrighty, okay. Thank you so much. This is all the time we have for this, but as I said, Hank, if those of you that want more questions and answers, we're going to hang on for a half an hour more. We're going to close right now, and I'm going to ask Ken to say a few words, and then we're going to go into the closing, which is another few minutes. So hang on, we're almost there. Ken, do you want to speak? And then Mary Jo, once Ken has stopped, if you can bring up the agenda.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. And I'd just like to thank everybody. Two town halls down and four to go. So we're a third of the way there. But it's a pleasure going through the process. And again, my name is Ken R. I'm a trustee. I'm an audit chair. I've been on the board a couple years. Some of you may be aware that I'm on an LOA. But I've asked permission to come back and work on this program because I have been involved since I joined the board in developing this. When the fellowship passed the motion, they wanted us to go to voting and we didn't have a procedure. So we started to draft the procedure. And then fortunately, we had folks from the Northwest and the Northeast work with us. And this is really, and I'm also a delegate, this really came from the fellowship. And I'm really proud of the way this has evolved. As we've heard, we're not focusing on perfection. We're adult children, so it's good enough. And we know we need to fine tune things as we go along. But it's very satisfying to see this going from the birth stage to crawling stage to crawling. And now we're kind of walking. We're in that terrible two stage. But it's very satisfying seeing this moving along. Just kudos to everybody, the questions, the concerns. We had over 30 fellowship group vote questions the month of September alone, and we encourage people to continue asking because this is your procedure, this is your voting system that we're working with getting it formalized and resolved. So with that, Sue, I know it's been a long day for all of us, but again, kudos to everybody involved. And Mary Jo, kudos to whoever spliced the video together, because we finished that just before midnight 2 days ago. And it was just phenomenal that you have something to show. So thank you so very much.
Yeah, she pulled a miracle on this one.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was able to get somebody to help out with that. I was sweating.
Higher power had us all at once. Okay, let's do the closing. Cause and bring up the agenda, Mary Jo. So cause, next town halls are going to be December 6th.
And 17th, January 17th. The next board meeting with the fellowship will be on December 13th. The next conference business meeting We expect to be late January or sometime in February. The agenda says February, but that was corrected at the meeting this morning, at the town hall this morning. So it might still be in January. That hasn't been nailed down. The next conference, excuse me, the ABC will be in May on the 16th and 17th, because that is a standard. I believe that's the second weekend in May, and that's standard.
Thank you, Kaz. And I'll just mention seventh tradition for contributions. We are a 12-step, 12-tradition fellowship, and we're self-supporting. So all of our contributions are needed in order to support all of the wonderful things we're doing around the world. So thank you for those that are all supporting individuals and groups. And we thank you as you continue to do that. So Mary Jo has put the link up so you can see, and you can see where we're at as far as the amount that we've raised so far, and we've got a little ways to go. So with that, I'd like to say thank you to everyone, all of the folks that came in and spent a Saturday evening or a Sunday morning with us. It is greatly appreciated, and we hope that you have found it informative, inspiring, and fun. And I just would leave it at this, is that our world fellowship is diverse, and we all have different opinions on all sorts of things. And that makes us good. And so let's just treasure that and honor our different opinions. And tradition too helps guide us. The collective group conscience guides us on what we need to do in the next steps. And just like our Pets International, we too can be kind and compassionate with one another. So thank you for that. And we're going to close with the Serenity Prayer. And I'd like to ask, who would like to lead us out with a Serenity Prayer of your choice in English,
In the
the other
language
language,
of your
and the
choice.
language of your choice? And then we'll begin on after.
Hi, this is Linda.
Linda.
Yeah, I'm here representing a Spanish-speaking intergroup. I just don't know the number of it. So I'll say it in Spanish.
Wonderful.
Gracias.
Gracias.
De nada. Dios, concédeme la serenidad para aceptar a las personas que no puedo cambiar, valor para cambiar aquella que sí puedo y la sabiduría para reconocer que esa persona soy yo. Thanks.
Amen.
Thank you so
Hey,
much,
Linda.
Linda. Thank you, everyone.
Linda.
And we'll stop the recording. And those that have to leave, we understand.